everyone. Welcome back to Ars Leonardo Cast. This is the fourth edition. I'm joined by Dawn Fellner. She's a familiar voice if you listen to our past episode where we interviewed Sarah Petkus and Mark Koch. Say hello.
Hi.
Yeah, and you'll be hearing more from Dawn as she helps me co-host future episodes. We did a lot of content together over the last Ars Electronica Festival. Mm-hmm. So in this episode, we're focusing on e-textiles, wearables, wearable tech. What is this other term that you wanted to toss in there?
Wicked fabrics. It's a synonymous term that people in this industry are starting to use.
Right. It's a newer term.
Yeah, they wanted to use wicked fabrics instead of e-textiles and wearables or wearable tech to kind of just have a stronger allusion to the fabric itself and the textile itself rather than having it be focused primarily on electronics and tech.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Maybe we'll drop a definition in the show page description. But that's the first time I'm learning about this term. Mm-hmm. But I'll make sure to learn more about it or teach myself more about it.
It's a pretty interesting term to kind of just get other people involved or at least interested in this industry or in this world for people who are sort of more or they kind of tend to lean away from the terms e-textile and wearables. So this is just another way to bring other people in that may not be interested primarily because of the terminology, which is pretty great.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Wicked Fabrics makes me think of the costume department at the Wicked musical for some reason. But anyway, let's roll into the interview. During Ars Electronica 2018, we were walking the festival floor and ran into Helen Van Rees, who is a Dutch fashion and textile designer. And she had a really cool setup. I remember we came up on her table and were immediately drawn by the kinds of fabrics and designs that she had on display that were very versatile and modular.
Yeah, I think part of the reason why it was so alluring was because it wasn't just textile. I mean, it wasn't just like plain fabric or anything. She and her collaborators, they actually came up with ways to make certain fabrics like felt or something that is usually a little bit more solid and hard and not as flexible. They found ways to create patterns out of them so that they do become flexible.
Yeah.
And
it was so cool.
Yeah, I mean, we should probably drop a link to show like exactly what we're talking about, because this is something that is sort of indescribable unless we know exactly what the process is that goes into it.
Right. But I mean, off the top of my head, I remember like geometric shapes that weren't set in stone. You can that were very malleable. You can move them around, and so
which is really useful in this world of wearables, because if you want to create functions within these patterns, then that actually really helps. Like if you stretch a fabric and have a function happening while it's stretched or while it's contracted, then
I remember she was showing us a demo of how her fabrics were stretching and compressing. It was all very cool. It seemed very organic.
Yeah, and another thing that really drew me in personally was their whole focus on sustainability, because the fashion industry is actually one of the largest polluting industries out there.
That's true.
Yeah, because of the materials that the fashion world is sort of forced to create with.
Right.
Yeah. So the fact that they specifically addressed sustainability and the reusability of fabrics is I think really, really relevant to the new rising world of e-textiles and wearable tech.
All right. Enjoy the interview.
I'm Helen Van Mares, and I'm an independent fashion and textile designer.
Great.
And for this project, I work together with two researchers at the University of Twente. That's Angelica Mader and Geke Ludder.
Ah, wonderful.
Angelica is a creative technologist, and Geke is an interaction designer. So together, we have different skills that really complement each other.
Yeah, that seems like, you know, just a dream team.
Yes, so far it's it's really nice to work in this team, definitely.
Awesome. So tell me more about what we're looking at here.
Right, this is our textile reflexes project, which, as it says, is about textiles, and we use textiles as a way of giving feedback to the user. So we have a flexible textile here that changes shape, so it becomes bigger and smaller, and it's made out of separate squares that are connected to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And by becoming smaller, it can give a push to the user. That's a really like a friendly nudge, basically.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
we want to use that as a way of giving feedback to train
behavior. It's all about the feedback then.
It's all about the feedback, but also about the application of the feedback.
Right.
You need applications to be able to test feedback.
Of course, of course. So so you have samples here. One of them is a posture coach and the other a breathing coach. Can you dive more into to maybe how that works?
Okay, so for example, the posture coach, it works this way. It's a vest that you can wear over your normal clothing.
Mm-hmm.
It has two accelerometers at the back, one at the upper back behind the neck, and then one halfway, and it measures when someone is slouching. So it detects a slouch, it gives a signal to two motors that pull actually the textile back together, so the textile then becomes smaller, and the textile's at the back, where is the problem?
Yeah.
So you get a little push in the back, a little nudge to remind yourself to sit back upright.
That's great. I would definitely benefit from something like that.
It's a big problem, especially a lot of people work behind the laptop all day.
Totally. So, yeah. And the breathing coach, same idea.
Same idea, different application. So it's about that feedback, but then in the context of children with asthma or breathing disorders that can benefit from training a low and calm form of breathing.
Very cool, very cool. I guess the next question would be, what inspired this? Is it something personal, or do you know anyone with kind of bad posture or irregular breathing, or is it just something that kind of hit you?
It's really funny organic process, because as a fashion and textile designer, I work on like fashion garments, and I want to use organic materials. So I came across this felt that's on the table, that's a recycled post-consumer textile.
This right here,
So they shred old textiles that are not usable anymore and make it into a felt that's usually used for low-value, invisible applications such as isolation. But I want to give it a visible and high-end application because it's actually quite nice. You can see different colors and specs into it that makes it an interesting surface.
Yeah, it looks
wonderful. I wanted to make garments out of it, but it's too stiff to use it for garments.
I see.
So I wanted to make a solution for that. That's how I come up with this flexible textile, this squares.
Yeah.
And applied it in a fashion context.
Right, so it's garments. More malleable, more
it's
adjustable.
It's a passive material, but it can respond to your body shape. So if it's in the waist where it needs less space, the squares are closer to each other.
Right.
In the hips, for example, where it needs more space, they open up more.
Excellent.
And after I developed that, I thought, well, actually, once if we could actuate this fabric so it can move by itself, we can do so much more with it.
Yes.
And that's how this project started.
This is really fascinating to me.
I've been an independent designer for 6 years now, and while studying for lots of years as well, then I really dived into also the material side of design. So my ideas always start with the textile, and then comes the application. So for me, the whole process is very important.
Yeah, I love this. So you guys take it from the dryer, or how do you get the runoff?
This material.
This
is developed by a research center in.
So this material
we don't make this material.
Yeah.
But then we make it into that material.
Okay.
This is how it's used in isolation and all that kind of stuff. But then we make it different.
That's an interesting notion, though. Imagine just being able to grab that dryer lint and then eventually, after a certain refinement process.
It looks like
it. It is similar. Yeah. It's also similar. Fibers that they use to make recycled threads out of, for example, that vest is made out of recycled denim.
Okay.
It's also the same principle. Old jeans are shredded.
Yeah.
And then made into new yarns.
Yeah, because that's one of the biggest problems, I think, of the fashion world.
Industry, it's the
waste.
They,
yeah, it's a huge waste, really.
Fast fashion.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you use a washer, and not so much a dryer, but the washer, mm-hmm. and the little particles, especially if it's more synthetic materials. So this is really great.
That's wonderful. Thanks, Helen, for your time.
No problem.
We look forward to, you know, looking more into your projects and maybe future endeavors. So
great, that would be great.
Yeah, let's keep in touch.
Perfect.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap for Ars Leonardocast number 4. We'll see you next time.